This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, December 28. Almost here. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 13. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be, are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. And do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. Our Advent and Christmas celebrations teach us to look in two directions at the same time. We look back to remember how God sent Jesus as the light of the world so that we might become children of the light, God's children. We also look ahead to when Jesus will return and fulfill his work of making all things new. Writing to the early followers of Jesus in Rome, Paul urges them, "Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law." In a way like John, Paul teaches that love does no harm to a neighbor. This is the light of Christ living in us. But Paul frames this command not simply as a response to what God has already done in Jesus. A forward-looking urgency comes into view as well. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. This is not a threatening, fear-inducing urgency meant to guilt us into grudgingly loving others. Rather, this is joy-filled, overflowing excitement that leads to action. Jesus is almost here. Let's get ready for his arrival. How do we do that? We get dressed. Let's put aside the deeds of darkness, any behavior and attitude that can harm our neighbors, and put on the armor of light, love for our neighbors, through which the love of Christ is fulfilled in us. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, we are excited for Jesus to come back. As we look forward to that day, help us to clothe ourselves with the love of Christ in each and every relationship we have. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.